श्री परमात्मने नमः।
A seeker has written about a problem which is found at the time when they arrange meditation at their place. The problem is that somebody comes late, then others are disturbed. This is the problem if somebody is late for the group meditation, then those who come earlier and start the meditation at the right time, they get disturbed. That is the problem. About this and all such things, my suggestion is that everybody should try to be punctual as much as possible. But sometimes there are unavoidable situations also. Sometimes it happens a person is not habitually late, but circumstances happen. Circumstances are never in the hands of anybody. Any physical circumstance may be there. The transport may be late. One might not have got the transport at the right place or time. The climate may be bad. Sometimes the climatic conditions are like that. Maybe some such reasons. So the best thing is to be punctual, but if somebody is late, then there is opportunity for those who feel disturbed not to be disturbed by the circumstance, opportunity. Our test is that when things happen which we do not want, against our desire, against our liking, even then if we are calm, then we are evolving. So, that's an opportunity. What I mean to say, in such a case, one should develop the great quality of, great virtue of tolerance. One should be tolerant. That's one thing. And when this inner agitation arises on account of the disturbance created from outside, one should see the inner disturbance itself. And one should feel and know that the disturbance is not and cannot be in me. The disturbance is in the mind, and I am not the mind. I am the pure consciousness, separate from the mind even. I am not the body, I am not the senses, I am not the mind even. I am not the instrument, the physical instrument in me, which thinks I am not that, in which these ripples of disturbance arise, I am not that. Our soul, our existence, is just like light. It's just like light. It is the basis of all experiences. And it rather creates the condition in which other things are manifested. It is pure like light. The light is not disturbed by anything. It only manifests whatever comes in the light. A bird comes, a parrot comes, a peacock comes. Light remains light as such. So, This attitude should be developed, the attitude of tolerance. That's my suggestion. The circumstances, situations which we do not like, the adversities of life, all these help in our evolution more than the favorable circumstances. They help us. I do not mean we should welcome them. Nobody welcomes them. But if they are there, we should be ready to accept everything, including them. It is at the time of a challenge we find before us during the time of adversity and with the people whom we may not like, that the hidden energy in us comes to the surface and we evolve. It is something like this. I would not suggest that one should close the gates completely for the latecomer, because somebody has come from a great distance, some in big cities, sometimes from 20 kilometers, 30 kilometers, after traveling for 1 hour or 2 hours, even maybe 50 kilometers. The climatic conditions are not favorable. In such a case, let the person be in sight. And for the person who is late, one should learn that to be late is bad. For the person himself or herself, rather than for others. Punctuality is a great virtue. For many years I saw that great saint, even at the age of 102 or 101, people could set their watches by his arrival. The first session, the prayer used to be at 5 in the morning, even during winter season. 5 is quite early. So even during December and January, it was 5. People used to come 5 minutes, even 10 minutes before 5. Then certain things, reading from some verses from the Gita, etc., they started exactly at 5. And he would come about 5:10 or 5:11 or 5:12, between 5:10 or generally 5:10. Anybody could see him coming from that corner at the same time, every day. In the later years, because of old age, when he was unable to walk, others will be helping him, many times bringing on the wheelchair, but he was calm and peaceful. So punctual. This world is a wonderful place. Let us make the best use of it. By using the opportunity of our birth here on this planet, we can realize the highest in the universe. Totally free from all worries for all times. And in festivity and in dance with the universe, all the time inside. Complete peace, harmony and love. Friendship with God. Eternal friendship with God. If we miss the opportunity, we do not use the opportunity, we misuse the opportunity, then the future is dark, very dark. Because nobody knows how again this human body will be available to the soul. Nobody knows.